Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Look, we're going to get into a subject that's, I think, important to talk about. I cannot pronounce the first name or the last name of the Canadian billionaire owner, who is a part owner, excuse me, of the Golden State Warriors. And he said, when he said nobody cares about China's human rights abuses and genocidal acts against, is it Uyghur Muslims?
No, Uyghurs. Yeah. It's a Uyghur. They put him in concentration camps. So he's died for that.
Where are all the NBA players on that stance?
They're not educated enough. They have no idea about this. They don't have any. He don't have an idea about this. He's a pompous, rich son of a gun. If you're for human rights, whether it's in Canada, the United States, or the world. No, the Chinese Communist Party, what they've done to the Uyghurs is unbelievable. They're trying to reprogram them and their kids, mostly their kids. It's a modern-day concentration camp, a million plus. Trying to reprogram them, I don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, whatever, to go all for one, one for all with the communist program and all. I'm going to tell you, that's why the NBA embracing China, it's a sellout. It's a sellout. How can you be for communism if you're going to be against
Hong Kong? Where's LeBron? Come on, LeBron.
If you're going to be against Hong Kong and you're going to be against the Uyghurs, then you're not for social justice. I'm for social justice. Are you for social justice in the world or was just locally? No, if you're for social justice, you're for social justice universal, and that being the world. So we're going to give the Chinese a break? No, you're talking about tyranny. You can't have more tyranny than you have in the Communist Party in China, the Red Chinese. Come on. And I've been to Hong Kong before.
Now, Enos Kanter Freedom has come out. These comments.
Oh, well, then who you said?
Enos Kanter Freedom. Oh, remember, he changed his last name to Freedom?
He's right on. He is like, he's not even like 1% right. He's 1,000% right. No.
Well, see, when I see stuff like this.
Who's this rich cat? Owns the
Warriors
from
he's a part owner. I can't pronounce his last name, his first word.
Come on.
I'll give it a shot. It's Shamath Palafatia.
No, he's all for himself. He's not truly for democracy. He's all for whoever's in power. You know, a might makes right, whoever's in power. So, no, that guy's a fake. I don't care if you're a billionaire, multi-billionaire. No, somebody who works alongside him, they don't educate him to understand what's happening with the Uyghurs in China, the modern-day concentration camps, what's happening in Hong Kong. No, the NBA has been.
But how can the NBA stand
by
this?
No, they're a sellout. The NBA is a sellout to China. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. If you're truly going to keep it real, we want to keep it real. Oh, social justice. We want to keep it real. Politically correct. Cancel culture. The Chinese should be freaking canceled out. But you know why they're not? Because the economic power that they are. Money. It's all about money. Come on. Everybody like fakes the funk. Come on. Give me a break.
All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL. Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk. What's on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines, Bobby?
Well, this is the individual I probably have had a conversation with, and we probably agree more than we disagree overall. This from 1620, but he don't agree with me in this area. And he says, boy, that went fast. I'm getting a bunch of texts. I have to disagree, however, on the so-called justice system in the United States, where we imprison people of color in the millions unjustly in many cases. Is it the same thing? What about the USA did to Native Americans? Is the same thing? Oh, no, Bobby, I think we need to clean USA before we worry about China. What? Where are we at today? The United States compared to China. You can't protest anything. You protest in China. You disappear. You don't have no say-so. So now, I would agree with you. 150 years ago, Native Americans, they got their right in the deal. But I'm talking about today in the 21st century, where the United States at and where China's at. You'd much rather live in China if you're human rights than, you much rather live in the United States than in China if you're human rights. That's not even a question. Come on. Let me see. 1620. China can't hold the United States as jock as far as human rights right now. I'm not saying the United States is perfect, but compared to the Chinese, come on. You know, talk about tyranny. It's not even close. So we got a bunch of other texts, Christian, I have to look at.
You're flying in.
But I can tell you right now, when you try and put the red Chinese, the Communist Party, communism has failed. It has failed.
Countless times.
Listen,
Bobby, the bigger issue for me is, Where are guys like LeBron James, who is quick to come out against a police officer in Ohio for saving the life of a lady that was about to get stabbed? Where is he on this?
No,
he's silent.
Because he's not educated enough. The people around him, this is from 9954. Then there's LeBron James, who wants to be a social justice warrior in this country, but panders to the communist radicals in China. He's a hypocrite. Not yes, but hell yes. I mean, come on. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. Come on, you got to be one for the other. What's right in the country, what's right in the world is right.
That's why.
It has to be universal. That's why it's always about the damn money.
Bobby, that's also on. Why when I see these mega superstars come out for social justice in this country, I agree with them, fine. But they don't. It's only convenient for them here. They won't come out and speak against it.
Because they're not educated
country.
Enough, they're not read up, they don't read enough to know what's going on worldwide. They don't know. That they don't know what's happening with the Uyghurs in China. They don't even know what the freaking Uyghurs are. Who? The Uyghurs? When the hell's that? They might think it's a bug. They don't even know it's like a human population of Muslim people. They don't know what a Uyghur is.
Devil Dog Uptown, what's going on, Devil Dog? You're on WWL.
Hey. Yes, just wanted to congratulate you on your show. I never thought I'd live to see the day when someone would do a show on NBA hypocrisy. I'll tell you, it is just disgusting what's going on. The NBA is in bed with China. Everyone knows that. Black lives matter, and they're shoving that down our throat. But Uyghur lives don't matter. As they say, all lives matter. And if you can't stick up for one group, you shouldn't be sticking up for another.
Amen.
And we all count the same. I agree with everything you said. This is one of the most intelligent discussions I've ever heard. Enos Kanter, God bless him, should be Sportsman of the Year. The man is from Turkey originally,
yes.
I believe, and he is Muslim. So he's got skin in the game. And God bless him. I hope he can educate some of these people in his own damn league and shame them because that's what they need. And I think I have not watched an NBA game in 2 years. I grew up in Boston. I remember Bob Russell and John Havlicek, Bill Russell playing. I used to go to the Garden and watch them. And I watched Larry Bird in the Boston Garden. I've been here 30 years in New Orleans, but I used to watch Larry Bird play in the Boston Garden. I remember the glory days of the Celtics and all that. And this guy is a lone voice in the woods. He is the soul and conscience of the NBA. But I'll tell you, they're going to do their best to eliminate him
right.
from the league because he's a threat.
Well, I can tell you what, Devil Dog, you're not only the call of the night, you're the call of the week. Because the truth hurts sometimes, and people can't handle the truth. Listen, if you're for social justice, It's not what's happening in your backyard.
Equality.
It's for the whole world. Okay, listen, I want it to be universal. I want it to be universal. So you might say, oh, well, we got to take care of our backyard first. Okay, take care of your backyard. But you cannot ignore, if the NBA wants to be truly international, you cannot ignore what's going on in China with the Uyghurs. And
absolutely.
Now it's modern day concentration camps of the Uyghurs. Come on.
Absolutely. They have no moral standing. If they weren't over in China, all right, they could get a pass. But not when you're deriving so much of your revenue and you're in bed with the Chinese. Come on.
Amen.
It's the blatant just ignoring it. Not even trying to address it.
Because people are not educated. They don't read up because people don't read. They don't know. They don't even know what happens in the next state. They might know a little bit. They don't even know what's happening in Western Europe. You think they know what's happening in the steppes of China? Come on.
Well, it's not hard.
Not because social media, but then they won't know. That's like out of sight, out of mind. Oh, they Muslim? I don't care about them.
It's pretty easy to understand basic human rights. It's pretty easy.
No, I don't care if you're a Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever. Human rights is human rights. Hello?
They don't need to be thrown in front of them. Hey, read this. Oh, I'm not. That's all way over there. No, educate yourself on it. It's not hard to understand.
Listen, no matter what God you believe in, communism believes in no God. So communism has failed. Listen, look at Stalin. Just look it up. Look at Marxism. It has failed. North Korea, that's tyranny. Okay, come on. Look what happened to Cuba and Venezuela. So you want a communist regime going forward? No, China rules by the iron fist. That's why it's still in existence. Look what happened to the Soviet Union. It's no more. You know why Putin wants Russia to succeed? Because he's bitter because the Soviet Union collapsed. He's an old KGB agent. Come on, Putin's another son of a gun. He might as well go to Red China.
We'll shut down, wrap up the show.
Are we doing sports talk or what?
Here on WWL. All right, we're wrapping up the show. John and Biloxi, what's going on, John, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines? Go ahead. You're on WWL.
I totally agree with Mr. Hebert. The Chinese Communist Party is evil. Freedom for the Chinese people. Democracy for the Chinese people. Bobby Hebert for president. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray. Yeah, John, I don't know about me being president, but I have a whole lot of common sense. And communism is a failed philosophy. It's just failed.
If I'm a politician, Bobby, in this country, I'm looking into their antitrust exemption. Saying, hey, if you want to stay in bed with China, let's talk about this.
Well, the whole thing is like all for one, one for all. In society, in the history of the world, you always have the haves and the have-nots. So even in North Korea. So let's say if you're in charge of North Korea, you got probably 10 to 15% that are living high on the hog, and then all of a sudden, you got 85% of the country that's starving. Communism does not work. It didn't work in Venezuela. It didn't work in Cuba. It doesn't work in North Korea. It didn't work in Russia. It's not going to eventually work in China. They got to suppress the masses. Tiananmen Square, 1989. I'm telling you, it's all about tyranny. And the communists taking over. We don't never need
today's
that.
Today's history lesson is brought to you by
because they're
the Cajun Cannon.
I don't know, the anti-God. I don't care if you believe in Jesus, you believe in Muhammad, whatever. The anti-God. So human secularism is at the utmost when you look at communism, what happens in China, and there's no hope. So what? If you live, let's say, if you're 80, 85 years old, and then you pass away. So that's a twinkling of an eye. You snap your finger and it's over. You don't have no hope. You don't have no spirituality. Come on, hell with communism.
And
the NBA can't handle that because they like the money. They sold their soul to the devil.
All right, that's a wrap for today's show. I want to thank Scott Alexander at Master Control, Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program and our operations. And brand manager Diane Newman. I'm Christian Garrick, back tomorrow here on Sports Talk. It's going to get a little spicy. Going to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show. A few other things. Nick Saban dipping his toe in politics, something he said he never would. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Do your thing, Bobby.
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who that? Go Saints.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.